present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello again and welcome to another enjoyable edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, and I use the word enjoyable in the yes, jumping up and down on these drawing pins in my bare feet is most enjoyable, Mr. Valhalla, meaning of the word. Back here again in the Playhouse Theatre in Oxford, would you welcome please on my right Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. On my left, Barry Pryor and Graham Garden. And here she is, bursting with eagerness to score at every opportunity. Would you welcome once more the lovely Samantha? Do you mind? No. It was horrible. We'll start off with a round entitled... That's if Colin Sell allows us. We'll start off with a round entitled... Well, I mean, barging in there. He's not even meant to play there. We'll start...
I'm just supporting Samantha Humphrey.
Cross your heart, pianist.
We're going to...
You should see him lift and separate.
We're going to start off with a round entitled Celebrity Misquotes. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to come up with some remarks that famous people, alive or dead, would never have said. Barry, would you start, please?
Bernard Manning.
Luxury item, Sue. The collected works of Ezra Pound.
It'd be humorously incongruous if he did say that, wouldn't it? People would smile.
Live from the Garden of Eden.
Adam. Hello, sweetie.
The Pope. You all right for the weekend, sir?
President George Bush.
Watch my lips.
Dracula.
Open the box.
John Prescott, MP.
I'm saying nothing.
General Custer.
118.
Queen Victoria.
Bernard Manning. Now he does amuse us.
Or Edward Heath.
That Margaret Roberts, she looks a bit useful.
Any more? Okay, we'll go on to the next round. It's time for a round called Pick Up Song. In this round, Samantha and I will play in some popular discs on my gramophone to which you should sing along, teams. At a completely random point, the sound will disappear, and if on its return you're within a dotted crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean prizes. What do points mean? I'd like to remind our listeners at home that this program comes from one of the most celebrated seats of learning. This week's prize is a solid foam rubber doorstop. Now, Willie, you're going to start. Will you accompany Frankie Lane singing Rawhide?
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling. Oh, doggies, Rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good victuals, loving, kissing,
No waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up. Move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up. Rawhide.
Hit 'em up, rawhide.
Oh.
Well, you won't expect any points for that.
Echo.
Barry, your turn. Will you join Topol singing If I Were a Rich Man?
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd be dibbidibbum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich idle diddle 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 man, I'd be what? Bill.
Okay, Tim, will you join little Jimmy Osmond singing Long Haired Lover from Liverpool?
Be my sunshine daisy from L.A. I'll be your leprechaun and sit upon an old toadstool. I'll serenade you till I'm old and grey. Not before time, I'll be your long-haired lover from Liverpool. You'll be my sunshine daisy from
a tiny bit ashamed I got that one right.
Oh, good. That was excellent. Okay, Graham, now, will you join the Doily Cart Opera Company singing A Policeman's Lot Is Not a Happy One?
When a felon's not engaged in his employment or maturing his felonious little plans, his capacity for innocent enjoyment is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings we with difficulty smother, and constabulary duties to be done, I'll take one consideration with another, A policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Well, Tim Brooke Taylor won that round, I think, by the dot in the dotty crotchet. Now, our next game is called Close Quotes. Teams, I shall give you the first halves of some well-known proverbs, and I'd like you to complete them, please. Points will be deducted for correct answers. Tim, you're going to start this one, flushed with success. Pride comes before...
Pride comes before... of lions.
Didn't understand that. Barry, here's yours. Blood is thicker than...
caliber.
Say Canada.
Caliber.
Oh, caliber. Is it Canada? That's quite true.
Okay. Graham, now. Brevity is the soul of...
Canada.
Yeah, that's all, yeah. Brevity is the soul of... Shorter the better. That's my motto. So I've heard.
Well, I'll keep plugging away. Willie.
Hello, I'm still with you.
If the mountain will not come to Muhammad,
they'll probably slap a fatwa on it.
I'd like to disassociate myself from that.
I wasn't even here.
Hey, Tim, here's another one for you. A swarm of bees in May is worth a load of hay, but a swarm in July...
isn't.
Barry, will you complete Too Many Cooks?
On television.
Graham, cleanliness is next to...
impossible.
And finally, Willie, Rome was not built in...
Norway.
Anyway, I'll throw it open now. Anybody got any more?
One swallow does not make an orgy.
There's no smoke without flatulence.
Give a thief enough rope and he'll run off with it.
When the cat's away, the mice will use the flap.
If you can't beat 'em, what's the point of teaching?
Okay, any more? Right. Now we have a round...
No fury, like Mrs. Bradley of 43 the Glebe Orpington.
Well, whether you like it or not, we're going on to play a game which is based on the television programme Through the Keyhole. In this programme, as you know, Lloyd Grossman gets invited into the delightful homes of mystery celebrities. Precisely why is something of a mystery to me. In our version of this programme, I shall ask each team to enter one of two mystery cubicles, each specially furnished to resemble precisely the homes of famous persons. While the pair in the cubicle describe what they see, the other pair should ask questions in order to find out whose room it is.
Uncanny, that, wasn't it?
They have 1 minute to guess. Right now, Barry and Graham, would you please venture into your cubicle, it says here. The answer's going up on the laser display board, while here for listeners at... here for listeners at home is the mystery voice.
Jason Donovan's flat. Jason Donovan's flat.
Can you hear me, Barry and Graham?
No.
Right, will you start describing, please?
Well, it's very, very masculine.
No, it's a real
decor.
Real man's flat, this. Man's, but very yes. Butch and manly. So
what's this bottle here? Rambo lemon juice and a comb? What's that all about?
Lots of pin-up photographs of girls. Oh, there's a signed one here from Kylie.
Oh. Yeah. These maps here. Oh, it's... oh, look, it's where he's been on holidays, all these cards and everything. Definitely prefers Adelaide to Sydney. You can see here. Better keep the noise down, the neighbours, you know, just real walk about quietly. There's the Schwarzenegger book of chat-up lines here.
Is this a... I never remember his name.
Is it, Jason, yes, I am, Butch
That's
Donovan?
Yes.
Ah. Ah.
Very good, but you were out of time, so we go on now to... William Tim, will you please enter your mystery cubicle? Well, the answer goes up on the digital display, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Number 11 Downing Street, the home of Norman Lamont. Number 11 Downing Street, the home of Norman Lamont.
Are you there, William and Tim?
We are here.
It's like being in a tank here.
Are you there?
Shall I be the first fish? Do you know how to drive this thing? We're here, huh?
Okay, start describing, please.
Oh! Oh, God. There's a reflection in the mirror, but there's nobody there.
I'm in the bedroom. Well, let's look in the closet. Oh, this could be moss brass.
There must be at least 100 sets of white tie and tails. And enormous toothbrushes.
I'm now in the kitchen. Whoever cooks in this kitchen is mad about tomato ketchup. At least I think it's tomato ketchup. Could be catsup.
The basement is full of boxes. And people lying in the boxes. Not in this red leather one.
Okay, Barry and Graham, you've got a minute in which to guess.
I couldn't hear most of it because Colin Sell was playing the piano rather than loud. Atmosphere, right. So it's somewhere pretty jolly and light-hearted.
Trying to wrong footers, are they, with this sinister air? With Ooh. Colin, the vampire of song at the piano, are they trying to mislead us with this sinisterness? No reflection in the mirror was said early on, wasn't it?
That's right.
Could be John Major, I
Could
suppose.
Be.
Oh.
Close.
Because Polaroids of him take 2 days to come out.
Sorry they did.
Oh, are we next door to John Major?
You are indeed.
Ah.
You've got it.
In the Badger's set.
Just for the benefit of the thick people listening at home, will you say actually where they were?
Norma Lamont's place.
Yes.
That's right, yes.
Lebda.
I just wanted
Lebda.
To...
Yeah.
That applause was from one or two fairly thick people in this audience. Right, teams, it's now time for a round of limericks. As usual, I shall provide the first lines, and I'd like you to complete them, taking one line each. Graham, we're going to start with you. A Welshman who had some caerphilly...
said, I love Wales because it's so hilly.
The girls in the valley...
are ever so pally.
They shout, show us you, don't be so silly.
Right, Tim, here's your line. A Frenchman who had too much brie...
A Frenchman who had too much brie shrugged his shoulders and said, c'est la vie. In French.
That's enough of that stuff.
Because an earth is an earth.
I shall have one on toast for my tea.
Okay, Barry, an Italian who loved Parmesan.
An Italian who loved Parmesan broke wind in the back of his van.
With a ear-splitting roar,
it blew off the door.
And it's out of the Dacia Milan.
Right, Willie, finally, one for you. A Greek who could only eat feta...
A Greek who could only eat feta once crept up behind Henrietta.
He bowed very low...
and shouted, hello!
And shoved his head right up her sweater.
Okay, now it's time... excuse me. Now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. This time, teams, we'll be playing Mortimer's Conversion. Straddling is, of course, optional.
Yes. So, of course.
What?
Of course. What do you mean,
of course?
Of course. Of course. Well,
so the optional is completely...
Listen, can we get on with the game? We always have these arguments. Colin Sell will be joining in any minute now. Piano. Okay, will you start, please, Tim?
Well, if it's optional...
Not necessarily.
But it's always optional, isn't it?
No. Of course it is.
With Mortimer.
It isn't. Yeah. We've played many games when it hasn't been optional.
But it throws...
Well, I don't remember what.
We've played one or two when it's been mandatory.
Queensway, then.
That was after Reshevik.
Well, excuse me for asking. Have you started, Tim?
Been finished for years, but I did say Queensway.
Right, we're off.
Oh. Gant's Hill.
Frith Street. No missing.
Well, no.
No. No.
Challenge there. What's your challenge?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes, right, thanks. What's your challenge?
What did he say? Frith Street. Frith Street.
You're calm.
Frith Street.
Frith Street, sorry.
Of course you can say Frith Street.
Well, right.
You wouldn't say Frith Street because you're wimpish. But I am a bold fellow and I say Frith Street like that. Whack, bang, zot. I'm a powerhouse player, I warn you of this.
Plenty of zot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on, Graham.
Wrong. But
Leicester's... No. No.
Leicester Square, did you say?
No.
Yes,
no,
you
no.
did.
No, I didn't. No. I
no,
say
you didn't.
Leicester
Square. Hump, for goodness sake.
Kingsway. Better. By the straddle.
I think he straddles sore, quite frankly.
I suppose that's all right, isn't it? Ladbroke Crescent.
Tooting Beck.
Soho Square. Another bold move. Whack, bang. Ooh, I'm Ian Botham with Mornington Crescent.
Parade Street.
Oh, dear. Oh, Lord. King Street, S1.
Yep.
Oh. To south, and it's straddled.
It's the S1 one, is
no, but we
there's no such thing as S1. No, oh, I'm on your side, aren't I?
Not King Street, Hammersmith.
South one.
Is that King Street, Hammersmith? No, S1, if you're playing Mortimer.
You meant the southern one.
Oh, Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
On Mortimer.
Yeah.
You see, you should have watched out for that straddle.
I'm very disappointed.
That was a straddle.
I'm his
optional nephew.
Okay, our next round is entitled Singing Relay, in which teams... I'd like you please to sing a well-known song, but taking alternate words between you. You'll be accompanied by Colin Sell on the piano. Incidentally, new listeners to the programme may be interested to know that Colin Sell was a member of several pop groups in the 60s and 70s, some of which became quite well-known after he'd left them. There was Colin and Garfunkel. Dave, Dee, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, Titch and Colin. The Electric Light Piano, and perhaps most interestingly, the Jackson 6. Anyway, on with the round now. Tim and Willie, what round are we playing, by the way? Hang on a minute.
I don't think Mornington Crescent.
Your song is the Deadwood Stage.
What do we have to do, Hump, pray tell?
What? Years ago, I said, a singing relay in which teams, I'd like you please to sing a well-known song, but taking alternate words between you. You'll be accompanied by Colin Sell on the piano, and I don't want to have to say that again.
Some time ago, I'd forgotten what it was you said.
All right, go on.
Oh, the Deadwood Stage is rolling on over the place. With the curtains flapping and the driver slapping the reins. Beautiful day, wonderful day. Whip, crack, away.
Whip, away.
Whip, crack, away. Oh, the Deadwood Stage is a-heading over the hills. Where the engine arrows are thicker than concrete. Dangerous land, no time to delay. Whip, crack, away.
Whip, crack, away.
Whip, crack, away.
Okay, Barry and Graham, your song is If My Friends Could See Me Now.
But
if they could see me now, my little dusty group, traipsing round this million-dollar chicken coop, I'd hear those thrift shop cats say, brother, get her drape on a bedspread made from three kinds of fur. All I can say is, wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed this autograph. What a build-up! Holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Masochist.
It's possible to be too slick. Anyway, that's nearly all for this week. It's just time, I think, for a swift round of Ornithologist Film Club. Teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest some films likely to be popular with an audience of bird watchers. And Barry, we're going to start with you.
The Outlaw Josie Quails. 9½ Beaks.
The Forbidden Gannet. All Quiet on the Crested Grebe.
Dan Quayle in Cuckoo's Talking.
Sean Canary in License to Trill. Back to the Vulture. There's a Gull in My Soup.
Turn of the Screw.
The Maltese Ptarmigan.
Duck Tracy.
Moby Tit. Waders of the Lost Ark.
The Sound of E-Music.
Musical Vein, Cole Porter's Anything Goose.
Another musical, The Merry Widgeon.
Pied Wagtails of the Unexpected.
Steve McQueen in Pull It. Hudson Hawk. That was a real turkey.
Oh, what a lovely warbler. The Last of the Red Hot Plovers.
Nightjar on Elm Street. My Left Coot. And anything starring Joan Collins. Apparently she's seen a cockatoo. Rook Back in Anger, that's the Japanese version.
The Threatening Osprey.
Well, teams, that's it, I'm afraid. Oh, wait a minute, hang on. Samantha's come up with a score. This is the exciting part. Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton, 23. Barry Cryer and Paul Merton, 31. That's it, I'm afraid, for this programme and indeed the current series. So until next time, from all of us, goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Lyttelton, with Colin Searle setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.